Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck-on food and leaves dishes sparkling, without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Head to dirtylabs.com and use code PODCAST to get 20% off your first order.
We've got a disaster situation over here. So I just had to shovel dinner down my face because I know I'm not going to have an opportunity to eat it over the next few hours here doing this show. And then I go to put it back in my backpack. I have a Ziploc bag, and the Ziploc bag gets stuck in the zipper. Now my backpack, I think, is ruined. Everything is going bad today. Those damn Mets. What is with them? How do you get swept by the Tigers? Come on now. Doing things they didn't do at all last year. Finally, they have a series where Max Scherzer and Justin Verlander are pitching, which is all we've been waiting for the entire year here. I mean, Verlander, no big issue, right? Oh, yeah, shoulder issue, no big deal. I'll be ready to go. See you in a month. No big issue. Imagine if it was a serious issue. Anyway, Verlander back, Scherzer last night, and then those two against one of the worst teams in baseball. You would think that that's a golden combination. Even after they coughed up game one of the series yesterday in that doubleheader, you would think, okay, well, you know what? Put it behind you. Forget the Nationals loss. Forget that the Braves are significantly better. Put it behind you. It's Scherzer and Verlander. Scherzer and Verlander. Scherzer and Verlander. And guess what? Scherzer was awful, and Verlander's performance through five innings didn't matter because you can't hit. That's an issue for the Mets. And the bigger issue to me, and ultimately, look, I can't trust them enough to sit here and say, they'll be fine and make the playoffs. I don't know that. Do you know why I don't know that? Because the Mets, in their franchise history, have only made the postseason in consecutive years twice. 99, 2000, 2015, 2016. So I can't just sit here the way that I could with the Yankees and say, well, yeah, even in a bad year, the Yankees are going to win 90-plus games and find themselves in the postseason. I can say that comfortably with the Yankees. Even when it looks awful, they still win 2 out of 3 from Cleveland. With the Mets, when it goes bad, it's ugly. And last year, it didn't really go bad until the very end. September was sluggish, wasn't very good, and then the Braves swept them away, and that was it. They never recovered, obviously awful in the postseason. This year, they're getting swept left and right, swept by the Brewers, swept by the Tigers, losing 3 straight series. They didn't do that at all last year. So tell me that it's not a different team. How are the Mets better? Now, we knew in the offseason that basically they stayed the same. Brought back Nimmo, replaced DeGrom with Verlander, replaced Bassett with Kodai Senga, replaced Taijuan Walker with Jose Quintana. Now, obviously, the rotation has been ravaged here. But still, I mean, their season hopes were not relying on Jose Quintana. So missing him shouldn't be that big of a deal, but it's on top of everything else, specifically Verlander and Scherzer. Verlander not being there, Scherzer not being good. That, to me, is the problem. Because regardless of what goes on with the bats, whether it's Starling Marte, whether it's Francisco Lindor, how many more years they got of Lindor, by the way? And his robust 212 average? Oh, he'll get going at some point. I mean, you just hope that it's before the season is over. At some point, he'll pick it up a little bit, you'd think. But they're not built well enough in that lineup to overcome Lindor having an awful start to his season. They're not built well enough to overcome Marte not doing his job. They're not built well enough to have guys like Brandon Nimmo making boneheaded plays on the base paths. By the way, this is also on Buck. And I love Buck. Merry Buckmas. It's been anything but merry, by the way. Cole in everybody's stockings. But this is on Buck as well because they did the same crap against the Giants in those last two games of that West Coast trip that they played so. It was a great West Coast trip, and then those final two games happened, and you didn't care because the record overall, all right, fine, you'd sign for 7-3. But those last two games, they played like a team who wanted no part of being out there anymore. And they were doing dumb things, stealing base down 4. Like, what are you doing stealing a base down 4 runs? Why? And then Nimmo again today, you can't do that. Why? I don't care that he gives you, well, this closer has a 1.5. Like, dude, and in today's game, every freaking game I watch, everybody's stealing a base left and right, especially the Mets game. And the Yankees, too. Guy gets on, steals the second base. It's automatic. But against the Mets, it's everybody gets on, they steal the base. Automatically. Walk, base hit, doesn't matter. It's a double. With the Mets, they get on base, they get thrown out. They're the only team that's getting thrown out, left and right. I don't understand it. Why can't they steal a base? It should be almost automatic. Are the other catchers that good or are the Mets just that bad? Anyway, regardless of what the 1.5 rate for the delivery or the catcher, you can't steal in that spot. And if he doesn't understand that because it's a dumb baseball move, whether you thought a matchup was bad or not, that's you don't think about that. You stick your rear end to that bag. That's it. Down two runs in the ninth trying to steal like that. It's embarrassing. And the reason why I even bring it up is because this is not a Luis Rojas run team. This is a Buck Showalter run team. That type of stuff should not happen with Buck Showalter at the helm. That's bad baseball. So the Mets have been injured, have underperformed, haven't hit, haven't pitched, and they've played bad baseball. Last year, you know, even today, just a small example, and I'm not a big numbers guy, but they struck out 11 times and walked once. Like the Mets last year walked, put the ball in play, took advantage of others' teams' mistakes. They didn't beat themselves. They made other teams make the mistakes. Don't beat yourself. That's half the battle. And this year, the Mets, guess what? They're beating themselves at times. So it's been a lot. Now, with that being said, I'm not going to go nuts. Some of you guys like fire Epler. I mean, give me a break. How can you say that? Fire Billy Epler. Can we see it play out for a few years here before you're saying fire Epler? As I said last night, Billy Epler, I would argue, is more equipped to handle this particular job than anybody that was available. Dealing with Steve Cohen, an owner that's ready to spend and has great demands, as he should. The pressure of New York, all those different things. Epler is more qualified than anybody to handle that. Now, he's got to prove that he can put together a good team. But let's not go nuts here. I mean, the Mets won 101 games a year ago. It's 1 month in the season. You can be angry. You could be upset. You could be concerned about Max Scherzer. By the way, Verlander, I think you have to be encouraged by what you saw from him. Scherzer, not so much. And he doesn't have any answers. Now, I felt that, last year I felt that the Mets were going to win the division. I really felt they were the better team. Obviously, we know how that worked out. They tied. Technically, it goes to the Braves. Braves swept them when it matters the most. And the Mets were feeble in the postseason. And they got beat with their strength. DeGrom, Scherzer, Bassett. Both in Atlanta and then against San Diego. This year, coming into the year, I didn't feel the Mets were as good as they were a year ago. Then Edwin Diaz happened, and if you need more of a sign, sometimes it's just not your year. A guy getting hurt for celebrating a win in the worthless baseball classic, maybe that's a sign that it's not going to be your year. And then how about this? If you didn't want to believe that, how about Justin Verlander going on the IL on opening day, hours before the first pitch is thrown of the season? Oh, by the way, yeah, you excited for opening day? P.S., Justin Verlander has an issue with his shoulder. He's being put on the IL. Oh, great. Wonderful news. On top of the Quintana stuff. And on it goes. But you watch this team, they're clearly, and maybe they played over their heads last year, but they clearly are not as good. Even with all that, Scherzer, Verlander better stabilize that rotation. And then from there, they could start to build it back up because they're down right now. They may not be down big, but they're down right now. Maybe those guys can build it back up. And that's why I say Scherzer is the most important part because Verlander at least had an encouraging start. It's like his first start of the year, but because it's May, it feels like, well, he should be pitching 7-8 innings. No, it's his first start of the year. If this were his first start in April, like he was supposed to take as scheduled, you wouldn't be saying anything about it. 5 innings, and that's fine. 2 runs, you take it. You don't take that all the time, but for his first start, it's fine. Scherzer is the concern because without him and Verlander, this team has nothing. They were built on Scherzer, Verlander, Edwin Diaz, and the top 4 in that lineup, right? That's how this team is built. The heart of this team, the foundation of this team, the strength of this team. Scherzer, Verlander, Diaz, top 4. Diaz not here. 0-1. Scherzer hasn't done bleep. 0-2. Verlander made his first start today. Marte has been bad. Lindor has been bad. I mean, outside of Alonso's power numbers, and Nimmo's been, for the most part, good. Outside of that, what are you getting from those guys? From those main guys, the core, the foundation that we're talking about? The answer is not nearly enough. And then you look at a team like the Braves, and they're just clearly better. Maybe the disparity is not what it seems at this point, because the Mets are at what we hope is their lowest, and the Braves are just rolling right along like they did a year ago outside of the postseason series. Remember that, where they get beat by the Phillies? What good did that division win, do you? Anyway, the Braves are significantly better. The Mets have to catch up. And it's discouraging because they're doing things, losing these series. Losing series, number one. Losing series to bad teams and losing three straight series. On top of getting swept, those are things that we are not familiar with watching with Buck Showalter's Mets. Because a year ago, they didn't do that. The answer is not Ronnie Mauricio. The answer is not Mark Vientos. The answer has to be, or answers have to be, Max Scherzer, Francisco Lindor, Starling Marte. Those guys have to be the answers. Without them, it doesn't matter. The Mets are toast. 877-337-6666. We got a packed show for you today. Although I really can't focus. I keep looking over my bag and I'm wondering if it's just ruined now with that Ziploc, the plastic stuck in the zipper. Oh, God. What an infuriating day. But we got a jam-packed show for you. We're going to do a little bit of basketball with the Knicks Heat. We'll talk to Frank Isola at 8 o'clock. We'll do some hockey. We'll talk to, the guy who I think has it covered the best right now is Vince Mercogliano for LoHUD and USA Today. He's been all over it dating back to, throughout the course of the season. He works at SNY as well, and I know Vince a little bit. But he's had some details about what the Rangers will do moving forward. So we'll get some info for him, kind of do a Rangers recap on their season that ended way too soon. And we'll talk to my good buddy over at SNY, Andy Martino, both Yankees and Mets. Andy's a big believer in Boone and Cashman and always has the info on both teams as he covers them, the Baseball Insider for SNY. So we'll talk to him at 10 o'clock. Usually I don't do guests because I'm on at 2 in the morning and most people are asleep at that time. Today, we could do some guests. We'll have some fun with that. But your calls on the Mets, that's what's coming up next. 877-337-6666. Just getting started on this Thursday night. Sal Licata on the Fan.
You read labels on your food because what's in it matters. Dirty Labs brings that same thinking to your dishes. In other words, what touches your food matters too. Dirty Labs is proving that cleaning doesn't have to be so dirty. So they created a dishwasher detergent designed to deliver conventional levels of clean without the toxic chemicals or residue. Because the plates and forks your family eats from deserve the same care as the food you put on them. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.
Sal Licata back on the Fan, 877-337-6666. Really, my whole focus this week, I mean, we've done a little bit of everything. Rangers Monday night, it was the Knicks on Tuesday. Last night it was baseball. Today it would be everything, literally everything. We'll do Mets, some Yankees, Knicks and Rangers as well. But my focus this week, and I hate the layoff from Game 2 to now Game 3 Saturday afternoon. I have to figure out how I'm getting to enjoy, to watch and enjoy Game 3 Saturday at 3:30 while I'm going to be at my in-laws' house for a birthday party. I mean, this is a major problem. So I'm in the process of trying to figure that out and get the details about what time we got to leave, what time we got to get there. And I'm going to talk to my brother-in-law tomorrow and make sure that we're set to go, that I can watch that game uninterrupted. Because that's really what matters right now. The Mets and Yankees are lucky. Boone, Cashman, Buck, and everybody else, they're lucky that the attention right now is pretty much all on the Knicks and Heat. Just been a few days here as the series takes that long breather, as the NBA likes to do. But once we get back going, it's Game 3 Saturday, Game 4 Monday, Game 5 Wednesday, and then Game 6 Friday. So you get every other day, although Game 7, if there is one, will be that Monday, not Saturday or Sunday. But either way, it's going to be nice to get that series back. It's way too long. It should be every other day to begin with. 877-337-6666. The Mets get swept in Detroit. What do you think of that, Zach and Hempstead?
How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm great, but not my Mets.
No, they are not great. They're the opposite of great right now. They're down big, as the kids say.
Yeah. So me personally, I'm both positive and negative because I know at the beginning of the season and we have around like 100 games left more. So we're not like in trouble.
Right.
And then I do believe the curse of Timmy Trumpet is a thing.
I don't believe in curses or jinxes myself. That's just me personally.
And but since he came, they've been doing awful. They blew the.
I'm familiar with it. Yeah, but I know. But you're gonna blame Timmy Trumpet, or you're gonna blame Francisco Lindor's hitting .212 or whatever it is that he's hitting right now. I mean, it's easy to say that. Well, you know what? I blame, and thanks for the call, Zach. Oh, I blame Timmy Trumpet or Babe Ruth for the reason why the Red Sox haven't won 100 years. It's that Babe Ruth trade. Or it's that you haven't put together a team that's worthy of winning in 100 years. Well, you do the math. Which one? You know, how'd the Mets lose that division last year? Is it A, Max Scherzer, B, Jacob deGrom, C, Chris Bassett, D, all of the above, E, Sal Licata for proclaiming the division over on May 31st. I'm going with option D, all of the above. It wasn't me. I had nothing to do with it. I'm not blaming Timmy Trumpet for some curse. I'm blaming the players who didn't get the job done. And look at this year. I told you, the Mets were built on Scherzer, Verlander, Diaz, and the top four guys in that lineup. How have those guys done? They haven't done their job. And are you going to want to fire Billy Epler? For what? He didn't even bring in Lindor. Are you going to blame Billy Epler for signing Max Scherzer and Justin Verlander? What would you have done exactly? You have a problem with those signings? You could pick on Mark Canna or Walter Escobar. Those guys aren't the problem. You want to blame anybody, blame Sandy Alderson. And the BC Mets, you know, before Cohen. Because those guys didn't make enough moves to put them in a spot to win. Like trading for JT Realmuto. That would have been the play. Years ago. You wouldn't have to worry about catcher. Catching has been a black hole for years. It could have gotten solved. With JT Realmuto. They didn't do it. And look where we are. They went James McCann instead. How'd that work out? That wasn't Billy Epler. That was Sandy Alderson. Can't blame on Carlos Correa. His medicals didn't check out. Like, I get that you want to blame somebody for the result. How about looking at the players? The players were brought here with good track records. They have a job to do. They're not doing their job. Some of them didn't do it last year when they needed to do it, like the pitchers that we just mentioned. And this year, to start, it's been a month plus. We haven't seen Verlander. Scherzer's been awful with no answers. Lindor and Marte have been awful. The Mets aren't going to win without it. Frank is in Fresh Meadows. What's up, Frank?
Hey, Sal.
Hi, Frank.
Me and you have a lot in common. You and I are probably the biggest Mets fans ever. They control my life, my mood. I'm really insane with them.
Yeah.
But I watch you every night on Baseball Night in New York.
Oh, thank you for that. We appreciate the support.
That's okay. But we so disagree about Buck Showalter.
Oh, you don't like Buck?
No. I am one of the few. I'm on Facebook, and I fight with everybody. They curse me out. I curse them out. Let me tell you why. This is his 22nd year managing. 22 years, almost. And he has never, ever gone to a World Series.
Okay.
He's 0-6 in the playoffs.
So what?
He's a loser. He's sleeping in the dugout. The guys, they're taking advantage of him. The team is sleepwalking.
No,
you want
not.
Me to give you some examples?
No, this year there have been a few, as I understand, as we went over before. But you can't knock Buck Showalter. I mean, who do you want? You want Luis Rojas back? You want Mickey Callaway back?
No, So
who do you want? Who's better at managing a baseball game than Buck Showalter? I'd love to hear this.
You know what? Honestly, there's not a lot of good managers around right now. But Buck,
okay.
Let me just ask you one question.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Well, I asked you a question. You didn't give me an answer.
I can't answer that because I don't have a favorite right now.
The answer is there's nobody's better than Buck, and I appreciate your honesty, but the answer is nobody's better than Buck.
What happened with Mac when he got thrown out of the game? Did you ever see a manager not get thrown out and let the player get thrown out in your whole life?
Yes, plenty of times. But I mean,
I've never seen it.
So, but let me ask you something. You've never seen that in your life before? A player get thrown out?
No.
Not the manager?
No.
It happens
manager
quite often.
Manager always goes with them.
No, not always. Now, it does happen at times, but not always. Now, why would you care? Why do you want Buck Showalter to get thrown out of the game?
Well, because there's a fight for his team. So they know they're standing up, that he has, yeah, that he has their back.
Do you think that Buck Showalter doesn't have Max Scherzer's back, or do you think Max Scherzer thinks Buck doesn't have his back?
Sometimes I'm not too sure.
Well,
let me ask you another question. How come Drew Smith sat for 9 days the other day before he pitched in the second game of the doubleheader with the Braves, and Ottavino sat for 8 days?
Well, Ottavino was on paternity leave or something.
Yeah, that was the first few days, but he still sat for 5 days after that.
Yeah. All right, but I'm not worried about the bullpen management, Frank, at this point. Thank you for the call. See, here's the thing. You guys will say, well, how come Drew Smith hasn't pitched in 8 days and Ottavino sat for 7 days? Are we counting the rainouts, too? I mean, is that part of this issue? But then you also say, oh, how come Buck is going to the whip with these guys in the bullpen? He's using Drew Smith every day. He's using Ottavino every day. Like, which one is it? And I got news for you, Frank. I trust Buck Showalter to manage a bullpen more than I do you. Or Joe on Twitter. Or myself. Me included. Hi, Sal. I trust Buck more than I do me. I know with 100% certainty Buck Showalter is as good as you can be at his job. So I don't even worry about it. You guys get caught up, oh, this move or that. This team's problem is not Buck Showalter. He's a solution. He's an answer. He's not part of the problem. You're looking at the wrong thing. You're worried about Buck's bullpen usage. By the way, I did criticize Buck a little bit for this team not being a smart baseball team this year. Nimmo today, prime example. And they did that, like I said, 2 weeks ago with the final two games in San Francisco. The game that Peterson got down early on, I remember Marte trying to steal a base. And I was like, what the hell is he doing? Down four runs, stealing here. Like, it's an idiotic play. That's on the manager. You can make that mistake once. You can't have these guys just be running free will out there. Because Buck is trusting his players to make the right judgment. Clearly, that's a mistake. Because these guys don't know what they're doing. Both Marte and Nimmo specifically. So not playing smart baseball, yeah, that is a knock on the manager, who is the smartest baseball man in the game, period. End of story. But you're worried about the wrong things. This is not because Drew Smith hasn't been used, or Ottavino's overused or underused, or which bullpen arm he's going to, or how come he sat Beatty for a game? Oh, my God. No, it's because Francisco Lindor, Starling Marte, Max Scherzer, and Justin Verlander haven't done their jobs. Verlander hasn't pitched. The other guys haven't done their jobs. That's the problem. Richie is in Queens. What's up, Richie? Hey, Richie, you there? Richie is not there. Linda is in Forest Hills. What's up, Linda?
Sal, how you doing?
Good, Linda. How are you?
What a brutal week to be a Ranger Mets fan. But Sal, you mentioned not blaming Billy Epler for this mess. Just give me a minute here.
Mm-hmm.
When you're allocating $43 million to both Max Scherzer and Justin Verlander, you cannot supplement guys like Pete Alonso, Francisco Lindor, Starling Marte, and the rest of the top four with guys like Tommy Pham, Darren Ruff, who's now gone, and Daniel Vogelback. I'm sorry. That's just poor management.
Well,
okay?
what did you, how did you have a problem with the first four guys in that lineup? Did you or no?
So you cannot rely. You cannot relying.
Well, I just want to get to an issue here. Cause I'm assuming you didn't have a problem with the first four guys in the lineup, right?
The first four guys are the first four guys. You can't say anything about
No, but I'm saying, do you have a problem?
Other than the fact that
they're struggling. Well, right, but I'm saying, Linda, do you have a problem with the construction of the team with those guys? There's follow-up questions coming here. I just want to get past this one.
No.
Okay,
no.
Me neither. Then you don't have a problem with Jeff McNeil either, right?
No.
Okay, so
no.
That's five guys in that lineup of nine that we have no issue with. And then what about Beatty?
It's 6 through 9. Oh,
okay, right.
It's 6 through 9.
Right, right. But think about what we're talking about here. What do you want? An all-star at every position? Now you got Brett Beatty. So you're not going to knock them for not getting a third baseman because they have Brett Beatty replacing Escobar, right?
Right.
In the event that Escobar struggled, they go to Brett Beatty, which they did. So now that's 6 of the 9 positions that we're okay with. So now we're talking about 7, 8, 9. Mark Canna as a 7th hitter, you know, whatever. And even that with Tommy Pham, it's not that big of a deal. Vogelback, they're looking at him as they value the guy.
Sal, they're bench players. They should be bench players.
I'm not saying that they're not, but you're talking about 3 positions. One of which, by the way, is catcher, which they did upgrade with Narvaez, who got hurt, and now they go with Alvarez. So I'm not sure what more they could have done there, knowing that Alvarez was coming, and they did get a catcher. They replaced McCann. So now we're only talking about, you know, 2 positions, ultimately.
DH
and left field. And between Vogelback. Oh, I'm saying what more? Like, the Mets were going to be able to get 1 bat, maybe 2, in season. They still might. So I don't think you could sit here and overly criticize the lineup going into the year. The biggest problem, Linda, is the pitchers, how this team was built, starting pitching. They haven't been there. They haven't done their job.
Okay, and then you have a guy like Verlander coming back today. Mm. Gives up, back-to-back home runs in the early innings, and they can't do anything to help him out the rest of the way.
Right, but they lost 2-0.
Detroit.
He gave up 2 runs, like that. Even though it was back-to-back homers, and embarrassing, quite frankly, to start a game like that.
It shouldn't be over after that.
But that's on the first 4 in the lineup. Marte's, and that's how they're built. That's kind of the point, Linda. Go ahead.
That's the thing. They're built terribly. They're built poorly. Just as the Rangers are built, constructed poorly, so are they. They remind me of each other very much.
No, see, I disagree, and thank you for the call, Linda. They were not built poorly. It looks bad right now because they're not doing anything well. They were built specifically on the top 2 guys in that rotation, the best closer in baseball, and the top 4 guys in their order. The other guys are supposed to be contributors, of course, like any team would need, but that's not how they were built. Without those big guys, Marte, Lindor in particular, because that's 2 big holes in those first 4 in the lineup. Obviously, they don't have enough behind that. And without those guys producing, they're not going to be able to score runs consistently. Then you throw on top of it that this team's strength was supposed to be Scherzer, Verlander, Kodai Senga, and Edwin Diaz. As we said, Diaz is out, so there's nothing they can do about that. Remember, their bullpen was supposed to be a super bullpen. Right now, their bullpen's actually not bad, even without Diaz. But imagine having Diaz and David Robertson and Smith and Ottavino and Brooks Raley. Like, that bullpen's loaded. That's how they were built. They were loaded. You're going to knock Billy Epler on building that bullpen? Show me a better one in Major League Baseball than the one that Billy Epler had built going into the year. Show me a better starting rotation and bullpen combination that Billy Epler had built going into the year. Scherzer, Verlander, Kodai Senga, Jose Quintana, who all the guy did was take 30 starts for the last several years. Like, he was supposed to be, he was the model of durability. And of course, with the Mets, we're not going to see him for 2 months, at least. But who wouldn't have taken that rotation with the depth that they had, by the way? Tyler McGill, David Peterson, and on. But that starting rotation, combined with that bullpen, that's how this team was built. And then get contributions from the first 4 in the lineup. And it hasn't worked out that way for multiple reasons. Injuries and obviously underperforming. But you can't fire Billy Epler or blame Billy Epler that Francisco Lindor has done squat this year. Or that Starling Marte has looked washed this year. Or that Justin Verlander has made 1 start today. Or that Max Scherzer has been awful and has no answers for why he's been awful. That's not Billy Epler's fault. There'll be a time where it will be Billy Epler's fault. I mean, hopefully we don't get there, but there will be a time where it will be squarely on him. That time is not now. 877-337-6666. More of your calls on the other side. Sal Licata on the Fan. Sal Licata back on the Fan. Let's keep it going with your Mets calls at 8 o'clock. We're going to talk some hoops, a little Knicks and Heat. with Frank Isola. We'll do some Rangers at 9 o'clock, and then we'll get back to baseball. Obviously, throughout, we'll talk baseball, too. But we'll get back to talking Yanks and Mets with Andy Martino coming up at 10 o'clock. So we got a long show for you. Lots of different topics as well. 877-337-6666. Gregory is calling from Atlanta. What's up, Gregory?
Dealing with the issues of the Mets. Now, I'm in total agreement with you, Sal, everything you're saying, but I've noticed something very peculiar about this team, unlike last year. In the beginning of last year, what I noticed with the Mets was they were grinding at bats. Mm-hmm. They were taking pitch counts. There's this, I don't know, the way I describe the Mets are right now, the guys are too chummy. They don't have that oomph like how when Michael Jordan was like, you're not going to beat me, or, you know, the Braves come in time, hey, we're going to whoop their ass. I don't see that energy from this team.
You know, Buck talks about it.
There's no tenacity.
Buck calls it that want to. And he referenced the want to again. He thinks guys are pressing, which he thinks is a good thing. I'm not going to say they don't have the want to. I don't know if they're necessarily good enough, especially right now. Again, remember, plus they're struggling a little bit. They're probably lacking some confidence. You have to have confidence, but you have to have some success to really have confidence. So they need to have some success here, and then maybe they'll start to roll in the right direction. But right now, I think it's more about the guys that they have are just not doing their job.
But I think that the biggest mistake was we should have really gotten, there's DHs out there. And I think, you know, we've got some veterans, but we just don't have that really. It would have been great to get like a Danny Martinez, an established guy. Yeah, he's up there in age, but then he could maybe, you know, direct some of these other guys. Like, hey, this is how you probably should.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. Thank you for the call, Greg. I don't know if JD, I wouldn't have wanted JD Martinez, and I don't know if he would have made that much of a difference. I'd rather keep that spot open for somebody better come trade deadline. That's not their big issue. Again, that's nitpicking. That's not the problem. When you look at this team right now, you can't say, well, they don't have a DH. JD Martinez would have been the answer. No. Not if Max Scherzer and Justin Verlander aren't pitching well. For whatever the reason. Injuries, you know, suspension, ineffectiveness, being down a tick or two with the velocity. Whatever the reasons are, they need Scherzer and Verlander to pitch well every fifth day, respectively. And they need Francisco Lindor to hit. What would J.D. Martinez do if Francisco Lindor's not hitting? What good is that? Those are the guys that you need to focus on. Not Epler, not Buck, not the bullpen. Scherzer, Verlander, Lindor, Marte. Mo is calling from Queens. What's up, Mo?
Hey, how are you, Sal? Great show.
Thank you, Mo. How are you?
First, I wanted to touch on today's game. In the ninth inning, I don't know what Nimmo was doing over there. Like the Mets needed a home run in order to have a chance in that game, and then he gets caught stealing. I mean, it would have been typical Mets for Marte to hit a home run after that, and if Nimmo wouldn't have been caught stealing, it would have tied the game.
You know, even that is just one. Well, obviously, yeah, but those are major what ifs. What if Nimmo didn't get caught stealing? What if Starling Marte hit a home run? What would make you think that he would hit a home run? It doesn't. Look, the result doesn't matter. It's a stupid baseball play. Period. If he would have made it safely, it was still a stupid play. But it's not why the Mets lost the game.
Yeah, and also, I expect Verlander and Scherzer to pitch like this. These guys are 40 years old. It's not like these guys are 30. Like, they went out and signed a bunch of 40-year-olds, a 37-year-old, another 36-year-old. I mean, what do you expect?
But who would you want that's better?
There was Lugo out there. There was Bassett out there. These are Mets. And these guys look a lot better than what we're going to get of Verlander and Scherzer.
You'd rather sign Seth Lugo and Chris Bassett than Justin Verlander?
I don't see why not.
What do you mean why not? Where do I begin? Mo, thank you for the call. Are you out of your mind? Come on now. This is what I mean. You're not second-guessing, Seth Lugo and Chris Bassett. Chris Bassett, don't let the door kick you on the way out. He was horrible. See ya. I'd rather see anybody than Chris Bassett. He was pathetic down the stretch. And you want him instead of Verlander? Verlander pitched one game, give him a break. And you can't. The only argument you could say is, well, they should have brought back DeGrom. And look at what DeGrom's doing. He's always hurt. He's going to be out another 2 weeks. It wasn't, signing Justin Verlander was a no-brainer that very few teams could do. The Mets did it. Give them credit for it. Man, I was encouraged by Verlander's start today. Scherzer's the one I'm concerned about. But even him, what, you're not going to sign Max Scherzer? Of course you are. Every time. Anthony's on Long Island. What's up, Ant?
Hey, what's up, Sal? I'm just a frustrated Mets fan like everyone else is nowadays.
Yeah.
So the point I want to make out is the lineup. Listen, I know the top four guys, Marte, Lindor, Nimmo, Alonso. That's fun. We got Lindor struggling and Marte struggling. It's the bottom half of the lineup. Like, I understand Buck, but why doesn't he play Beatty on every... I know he's starting to now. Beatty plays every day. Mm-hmm. Alvarez. I just don't want to see Escobar and Canna in there anymore. Bring on Mauricio, Ventimiglia.
No.
Like, they're tearing it up down there.
Yeah, that's great. They're tearing it up down there. This is the major leagues, not the minor leagues.
I get your point, but you can't have Canna batting 215, Escobar 105, and
Escobar played today. Big deal. He's not going to. Beatty's the everyday third baseman. Like, that has been decided. Escobar's going to get some time, just like any sub would. So I'm not going to go nuts because Beatty's out of the lineup one day. Nobody in the lineup hit. I mean, Beatty's not going to be the savior. Now, he's not going to play 162 games or whatever the equivalent would be since he's come up here. He's not playing every single game, but he is the everyday primary third baseman. Canna, you're going to have to live with on occasion. It's going to be a rotation of Canna, Pham, and Vogelbach, depending on the matchup. Now, I agree that's not good enough, but that's not the problem. Lindor, Marte, those are the problems.
Even Alonso,
Anthony, and I get what you're saying. Thank you for the call. You look at the bottom of the order and you say, geez, they stink. You know why you say that? Because they do. The bottom of the order stinks. But not every team has a loaded 1-9. So look at what'd you expect from Tommy Pham? Tommy Pham has basically been as expected. Mark Canna has been a little disappointing. Escobar doesn't matter because you have Beatty to replace him. You know, Alvarez is up here out of necessity because Narvaez is hurt. You know, for the same guys, for all you guys who want Vientos and Mauricio up here, how's Alvarez looked? How's Alvarez done? Look at the Yankees with Volpe or Cabrera or Peraza. And I don't think Vientos or Mauricio are as good as any of these top prospects, whether it be the Yankees guys or the Mets too with Beatty and Alvarez. What do you think? You think Billy Epler sits there and says, you know what? Screw it. I know that Vientos and Mauricio are great players, and I know that they would rake at the major league level. But I'm going to keep him down here because I like losing and I like watching teams that don't perform. Or do you think Billy Epler says to himself, I need to see a lot more from these guys before I think that they're major league ready on a team that has championship expectations? Like, there's a reason why they're down there. And then you'd see it when they come up here. Epler already knows. He doesn't want to see it. He doesn't want to see Vientos come up here and hit 200. He trusts the guys that are there first and let them get, you know, the established major leaguers. The only reason why you want Vientos as opposed to, let's say, Mark Canna is the unknown. You know what Canna's doing. You don't know what Mauricio or Vientos could do. Canna's in Queens. What's up, Ken?
Yes, Sal. You thought I was frustrated last night. Tonight's another story. I hope you don't take anything personal what I'm going to say. First of all, that woman, Linda, I think, that calls up on Forest Hills, she always says the Mets stink. Boy, is she on key. Boy, is she on key. And who could have signed, Sal? How about if they would have gone after Mr. Rodriguez, who was a free agent? How about if they would have gone after Eflin, who was in their division as a young pitcher, instead of Quintana or whatever? Billy Epler doesn't know what the hell he's doing. Where has he ever won, Sal? Give me one.
Oh, you guys got to stop. It's such a bad argument, Ken. It's such a bad argument. Thank you for the call. Always good to hear from you, Ken. It's such a bad argument. What has he ever won? Who has he ever won as a GM? What has Buck ever won as a manager? So that means in all of sports, if you haven't won a championship, you are worthless. Think of how many players you could say that to. What has he ever won? It's a ridiculous argument. Who's the next guy that's coming in? What has he ever won? What do you think? You're getting Theo Epstein? By the way, what did Theo Epstein ever win? Until he won. I mean, come on. At some point, guys got to win for the first time. It's not like everybody out there is just a winner. Hey, let's go get him. He's won 3 world championships. Let's go bring him in here. Like, at some point, you got to stick with somebody that you believe in. Epler was the right choice for this job. It's not even close to being time to decide on whether he is good or not. Not even close yet. Now, that time will come eventually. And we'll see. But you can't blame Billy Epler for bringing in Max Scherzer and Justin Verlander. You can't blame Billy Epler because Francisco Lindor hasn't hit. Was anybody complaining about Starling Marte last year? I don't think so. So how are you going to blame Epler now for him? They have the highest payroll in baseball. What more do you want them to do? At some point, you got to look at the players and blame them. This is on them. Nobody else. I'll take a quick break. We'll get back to your calls next hour. We're going to break up the Mets talk a little bit and do some Knicks heat. Talking with Frank Isola. Haven't heard from Frank in a while. We used to work together at SNY, and then he left me for ESPN. So it'll be nice catching up with him. And nobody knows Knicks heat like Frank Isola. Frankie Ice, who covered it, of course, back in the 90s. But we'll get into this series as well. Maybe go around the NBA a little bit, what's left of the postseason. We'll do that coming up. It's we're going to 12 o'clock. You know what's on it? Oh! It's Zoo and Gallo are on at 12 tonight. I was going to say, you know who's on at 12? That's right. How could I forget?
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Head to DirtyLabs.com and use code PODCAST to get 20% off your first order.
Sal Licata back on the fan. Let's keep it going with your Mets calls at 8 o'clock. We're going to talk some hoops, a little Knicks and heat with Frank Isola. We'll do some Rangers at 9 o'clock, and then we'll get back to baseball. Obviously, throughout, we'll talk baseball, too. But we'll get back to talking Yanks and Mets with Andy Martino coming up at 10 o'clock. So we got a long show for you. Lots of different topics as well. 877-337-6666. Gregory is calling from Atlanta. What's up, Gregory?
Dealing with the issues of the Mets. Now, I'm in total agreement with you, Sal, everything you're saying, but I've noticed something very peculiar about this team, unlike last year. In the beginning of last year, what I noticed with the Mets was they were grinding at bats. Mm-hmm. They were taking pitch counts. There's this, I don't know, the way I describe the Mets are, right now, the guys are too chummy. They don't have that oomph, like you know how when Michael Jordan was like, you're not going to beat me, or, you know, the Braves come in time, hey, we're going to whoop their ass. I don't see that energy from this team.
You know, Buck talks about it.
There's no tenacity.
Buck calls it that want to. And he referenced the want to again. He thinks guys are pressing, which he thinks is a good thing. I'm not going to say they don't have the want to. I don't know if they're necessarily good enough, especially right now. Again, remember, plus they're struggling a little bit. They're probably lacking some confidence. You have to have confidence, but you have to have some success to really have confidence. So they need to have some success here, and then maybe they'll start to roll in the right direction. But right now, I think it's more about the guys that they have are just not doing their job.
But I think that the biggest mistake was we should have really gotten, there's DHs out there. And I think, you know, we've got some veterans, but we just don't have that really. It would have been great to get like a Danny Martinez, an established guy. Yeah, he's up there in age, but then he could maybe, you know, direct some of these other guys like, hey. This is how you thought he should.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. And thank you for the call, Greg. I don't know if JD, I wouldn't have wanted JD Martinez, and I don't know if he would have made that much of a difference. I'd rather keep that spot open for somebody better come trade deadline. That's not their big issue. Again, that's nitpicking. That's not the problem. When you look at this team right now, you can't just say, well, they don't have a DH. J.D. Martinez would have been the answer. No. Not if Max Scherzer and Justin Verlander aren't pitching well. For whatever the reason. Injuries, you know, suspension, ineffectiveness, being down a tick or two with the velocity. Whatever the reasons are, they need Scherzer and Verlander to pitch well every fifth day, respectively. And they need Francisco Lindor to hit. What would J.D. Martinez do if Francisco Lindor's not hitting? What good is that? Those are the guys that you need to focus on. Not Epler, not Buck, not the bullpen. Scherzer, Verlander, Lindor, Marte. Mo is calling from Queens. What's up, Mo?
Hey, how are you, Sal? Great show.
Thank you, Mo. How are you?
First, I wanted to touch on today's game. In the ninth inning, I don't know what Nimmo was doing over there. Like, the Mets needed a home run in order to have a chance in that game. And then he gets caught stealing. I mean, it would have been typical Mets for that, for Marte to hit a home run after that. And if Nimmo wouldn't have been caught stealing, it would have tied the game.
You know, even that is just one. Well, obviously, yeah, but those are major what ifs. What if Nimmo didn't get caught stealing? What if Starling Marte hit a home run? What would make you think that he would hit a home run? Look, the result doesn't matter. It's a stupid baseball play, period. If he would have made it safely, it was still a stupid play. But it's not why the Mets lost the game.
Yeah, and also, I'm saying I expect Verlander and Scherzer to pitch like this. These guys are 40 years old. It's not like these guys are 30. Like, they went out and signed a bunch of 40-year-olds, a 37-year-old, another 36-year-old. I mean, what do you expect?
Yeah, but who would you want that's better?
There was Lugo out there. There was Bassett out there. These are Mets. And these guys look a lot better than what we're getting out of Verlander and Scherzer.
You'd rather sign Seth Lugo and Chris Bassett than Justin Verlander?
I don't see why not.
What do you mean why not? Where do I begin? Mo, thank you for the call. Are you out of your mind? Come on now. This is what I mean. You're not second-guessing, Seth Lugo and Chris Bassett. Chris Bassett, don't let the door kick you on the way out. He was horrible. See ya. I'd rather see anybody than Chris Bassett. He was pathetic down the stretch. And you want him instead of Verlander? Verlander pitched one game, give him a break. And you can't. The only argument you could say is, well, they should have brought back DeGrom. And look at what DeGrom's doing. He's always hurt. He's going to be out another 2 weeks. It wasn't. Signing Justin Verlander was a no-brainer that very few teams could do. The Mets did it. Give them credit for it. Man, I was encouraged by Verlander's start today. Scherzer's the one I'm concerned about. But even him, what, you're not going to sign Max Scherzer? Of course you are. Every time. Anthony's on Long Island. What's up, Ant?
Hey, what's up, Sal? I'm just a frustrated Mets fan like everyone else is nowadays.
Yeah.
So the point I want to make out is the lineup. Listen, I know the top four guys, Marte, Lindor, Nimmo, Alonso. That's fun. We got Lindor struggling and Marte struggling. It's the bottom half of the lineup. Like, I understand Buck, but why doesn't he play Beatty on every... I know he's starting to now. Beatty plays every day. Alvarez. I just don't want to see Escobar and Canna in there anymore. Bring on Mauricio, Ventimos.
No.
Like, they're tearing it up down there.
Yeah, that's great. They're tearing it up down there. This is the major leagues, not the minor leagues.
I get your point, but... You can't have McCann batting 215, Escobar 105, and Nimmo.
Escobar doesn't really play any. Escobar played today, big deal. He's not going to. Beatty's the everyday third baseman. Like, that has been decided. Escobar's going to get some time, just like any sub would. So I'm not going to go nuts because Beatty's out of the lineup one day. Nobody in the lineup hit. I mean, Beatty's not going to be the savior. Now, he's not going to play 162 games or whatever the equivalent would be since he's come up here. He's not playing every single game, but he is the everyday primary third baseman. Canna, you're going to have to live with on occasion. It's going to be a rotation of Canna, Pham, and Vogelbach, depending on the matchup. Now, I agree that's not good enough, but that's not the problem. Lindor, Marte, those are the problems.
That's true. Even
Alonso. I mean, even Alonso, Anthony, and I get what you're saying. Thank you for the call. You look at the bottom of the order and you say, geez, they stink. You know why you say that? Because they do. The bottom of the order stinks. But not every team has a loaded 1-9. So look at the, like, What'd you expect from Tommy Pham? Tommy Pham has basically been as expected. Mark Cannon has been a little disappointing. Escobar doesn't matter because you have Beatty to replace him. You know, Alvarez is up here out of necessity because Narvaez is hurt. You know, for the same guys, for all you guys who want Vientos and Mauricio up here, how's Alvarez looked? How's Alvarez done? Look at the Yankees with Volpe or Cabrera or Peraza. And I don't think Vientos or Mauricio are as good as any of these top prospects, whether it be the Yankees guys or the Mets too with Beatty and Alvarez. What do you think? You think Billy Epler sits there and says, you know what? Screw it. I know that Vientos and Mauricio are great players, and I know that they would rake at the major league level, but I'm going to keep them down here because I like losing, and I like watching teams that don't perform. Or do you think Billy Epler says to himself, I need to see a lot more from these guys before I think that they're major league ready on a team that has championship expectations? Like, there's a reason why they're down there. And then you'd see it when they come up here. Epler already knows. He doesn't want to see it. He doesn't want to see Vientos come up here and hit 200. He trusts the guys that are there first and let them get, you know, the established major leaguers. The only reason why you want Vientos as opposed to, let's say, Mark Canna is the unknown. You know what Ken is doing. You don't know what Mauricio or Vientos could do. Ken is in Queens. What's up, Ken?
Yes, you thought I was frustrated tonight, last night. Tonight's another story. I hope you don't take anything personal what I'm going to say. First of all, that woman Linda, I think, that calls up on Forest Hills, she always says the Mets stink. Boy, is she on key. Boy, is she on key. And who could have signed, Sal? How about if they would have gone after Mr. Rodriguez, who was a free agent? How about if they would have gone after Eflin, who was in their division as a young pitcher, instead of Quintana or whatever? Billy Epler doesn't know what the hell he's doing. Where has he ever won, Sal? Give me one.
Oh, you guys got to stop. It's such a bad argument, Ken. It's such a bad argument. Thank you for the call. Always good to hear from you, Ken. It's such a bad argument. What has he ever won? Who has he ever won as a GM? What has Buck ever won as a manager? So that means in all of sports, if you haven't won a championship, you are worthless. Think of how many players you could say that to. What has he ever won? It's a ridiculous argument. Who's the next guy that's coming in? What has he ever won? What do you think? You're getting Theo Epstein? By the way, what did Theo Epstein ever win? Until he won. I mean, come on. At some point, guys got to win for the first time. It's not like everybody out there is just a winner. Hey, let's go get him. He's won 3 world championships. Let's go bring him in here. Like, at some point, you got to stick with somebody that you believe in. Epler was the right choice for this job. It's not even close to being time to decide on whether he is good or not. Not even close yet. Now, that time will come eventually. And we'll see. But you can't blame Billy Epler for bringing in Max Scherzer and Justin Verlander. You can't blame Billy Epler because Francisco Lindor hasn't hit. Was anybody complaining about Starling Marte last year? I don't think so. So how are you going to blame Epler now for him? They have the highest payroll in baseball. What more do you want them to do? At some point, you got to look at the players and blame them. This is on them. Nobody else. I'll take a quick break. We'll get back to your calls next hour. We're going to break up the Mets talk a little bit and do some Knicks heat. Talking with Frank Isola. Haven't heard from Frank in a while. We used to work together at SNY, and then he left me for ESPN. So it'll be nice catching up with him. And nobody knows Knicks heat like Frank Isola. Frankie Ice, who covered it, of course, back in the 90s. But we'll get into this series as well. Maybe go around the NBA a little bit, what's left of the postseason. We'll do that coming up. We're going to 12 o'clock. You know what's on this? Oh! It's Zoo and Gallo are on at 12 tonight. I was going to say, you know who's on at 12? That's right. How could I forget? Gallo and Zoo make their debut at 12 a.m. Until then, it's Sal Licata on The Fan.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Head to DirtyLabs.com and use code PODCAST to get 20% off your first order.